This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to The Morning Run with Lynn-Mark Roshan-Karnison and Noel Lim. So there have been pretty mixed reactions, as we can see from our poll, to the government's consideration of easing restrictions for those who have been vaccinated. And this comes after Prime Minister Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin's recent comment that dine-in sports and social activities are among privileges that those who have been fully vaccinated against COVID-19 could possibly enjoy. Vaccine Minister Kari Jamaluddin, though, however, has appeared a little more conservative.
Yes, I would add to that number, right? I mean, quite frankly, I think I'm quite in two minds about this. At one point, if you loosen up the economy, you open up, we see cases in Israel and in UK, those cases have been going up. So there is no clear solution. So Kari, for example, says that removing restrictions too early, especially with the presence of the Delta variant, may result in serious problems as seen in countries that have done so. But a coalition, obviously, from a group of business people have come out to support Prime Minister's statement saying that these vaccine privileges mean businesses can reopen safely, which in turn can reduce the escalating number of business closures and also unemployment.
But argument remains, will having vaccine privileges only seek to create a social divide in an already polarised society? Weighing in on this today is Dr. Vinod Balasubramaniam, senior lecturer and co-lead of the Infection and Immunity Research Strength at the Jeffrey Chia School of Medicine and Health Sciences. Thanks for joining us this morning, Dr. Vinod. So what are your thoughts here on this discussion surrounding the easing of restrictions for those who have been fully vaccinated? Do we even have the vaccine equity to do this?
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you for having me. Wonderful question. Wonderful question. Now, I simply put, I have one thing to say. We don't have the numbers. We simply don't have the numbers to ease up restrictions. Now, when I say numbers, what is that? Now, we are looking at, you know, crazy numbers of cases. We are looking at, you know, cases reaching up to close to 20,000 daily. We are looking at high record number of deaths every day, right? And we also know that all these are driven by the Delta strain, which is slowly becoming the predominant strain apart from the Beta strain, right? And this is really worrying. We also know that Delta is capable of evading immune response, right? Mounted by either natural infection or vaccinated individuals. We also know that Delta strain is highly transmissible, right? We know that they're highly transmissible. They can also infect vaccinated individuals, right? So in my opinion, it's way too early, right? Next, you talk about vaccine equity. Even in Malaysia, look at the current scenario, right? On one hand, we have vaccination access. We have administration have vastly improved, right? The opening of mega vaccination sites in urban areas, right? We can service thousands daily, right? On the other hand, on the other hand, we also have some communities in Malaysia, right, who are in danger of being sidelined, right? And we know that most vaccines in Malaysia, which procured by Malaysia, requires two doses, right? So we have to think about hard to reach communities. We have to think about migrant. We have to think about foreign workers, immigrants, orang asli, right? Will it be, you know, difficult for them to receive full dual doses protection? How about unregistered citizens, right? So far, we only have somewhere around 19 million registered for the vaccination program, right? That is another thing we have to think.
So, Doctor, with all that in mind, right, from your viewpoint, what are the criteria we should be considering if we do want to pursue this special privileges route? Because is it the capacity of the healthcare system? Because I saw notes that 90% of cases that are being detected now are from those who are unvaccinated at this point, and most of them are now in Category 1 and 2. What is your viewpoint on all this?
Absolutely, absolutely. This actually translates to whatever I've explained just now. Now, if you look at majority of the cases, right, whether cases were developing severe symptoms, hospitalization or mortality, most of them come from unvaccinated individuals, right? Unvaccinated individuals. So this actually shows that, you know, we simply don't have, enough vaccinated individuals in the country to actually ease up restriction, you know, to remove all the, social distancing, you know, wearing masks in the public or opening full economy sector.
So what is the criteria then in mind that you have? Is it purely just based on vaccination levels?
I would, you know, if take Singapore, for example, right? I was reading the minister was saying that they are thinking of living with the COVID-19, right? Provided they have enough numbers of vaccinated individuals. Singapore, now we are looking at somewhere around 62% to 63% of total population vaccinated. And they are thinking of, you know, easing up restrictions somewhere in September, where they are looking at 80% number of total individual citizens vaccinated, right? So I think we should go somewhere around that line.
So you
should have at least 70% of the population vaccinated before we think of easing up restrictions.
So you mentioned that the number of cases right now are still too high to consider easing restrictions. What number of COVID cases would you say is reasonable before we can consider reopening the economy or consider giving these privileges?
You look at, we are now hitting somewhere around 13,000 to 15,000. There's even 17,000, right? Record high, right? From this, we know that the positivity rate is way above 12%, which is much, much, much higher than the recommended 5% by WHO. This only shows that we are not doing enough testing, right? We are doing way, way, way below than what is recommended, which also means that we are actually having higher number of undetected cases, right? The numbers are, I think, is above 20,000, way above 20,000. So, you know, there is not no ideal numbers, right? I would prefer to look at vaccination rate, vaccination numbers, right? So, you know, if we have somewhere around 50, 60% above, right? And then we can think of, you know, easing the restriction, but definitely not now.
So given that the number of positive cases is still stubbornly high, how confident are you about the health authorities' assessment that numbers will dip in August?
It makes sense. Eventually, we are hitting vaccination rate, you know, record-breaking vaccination rate numbers. You know, we're hitting somewhere around 400 to 500,000 individuals vaccinated every day. So eventually that will kick in. That will show in the next couple of months. Right, for sure. You know, we know that all COVID-19 vaccines work. We know that they reduce number of mortality. We know that they reduce number of hospitalization in severe cases. Right, so eventually we will see that number. Definitely not now. Definitely not now.
So that's it, Doctor. Businesses are still in full support as they would be of restrictions to be eased. What kind of formula, I guess, would work best in trying to safely reopen both for businesses and vaccinated individuals? I know you've alluded to certain criteria as it is, but is there a middle ground that we can achieve in terms of the vaccinated individuals and the business reopening? How should that look like?
I was thinking that if it's possible to actually, you know, look at numbers of business people who are vaccinated. For example, in a mall, you want to open a mall, right? If we can get somewhere around 60% to 70% or even above of the business workers to be, you know, who are vaccinated. So that would be, you know, a good idea, you know, if you want to open a mall to the public.
Apart from that, you know, apart from SOPs, what else do businesses need to do? I mean, otherwise we're going to go back again and revisit that, you know, the past again, and then we have to go into a lockdown. Surely there must be more that needs to be done.
Yeah, so for now, right, you know, obeying the SOPs, following the strict SOPs, you know, in terms of distancing, wearing masks, you know, getting as many workers, you know, as you can to be vaccinated. Right. And so those are the mantras they should be following, right, for now, because the cases are just way too high and it's sporadic and it's in the public, right, it's in the community. So, you know, these are some of the things they should do. They should not let their guard down, right? We think that, you know, okay, I'm vaccinated, so I'm free to do whatever I want, right? We tend to let our guard down, right? So we are seeing examples of, you know, easing up restriction in other countries, right? You look at UK's, you know, you have surging reinfection emerging, right? This is one example of what happens if you let your guard down.
Increasingly, we are told that the COVID-19 will be endemic versus pandemic. As you noted earlier, Singapore also was of that opinion. Mm-hmm. So is this the path to the new normal, and what does that mean for us?
At one point, we have to do this. At one point, see, the goal of the virus, right, the goal of majority of the viruses is not to kill the host immediately. If they wipe out the entire host population, they will, you know, it's not good for their survival ability. You know, they can't survive. You know, they need to remain inside the community and the host. So eventually it will become endemic. It will be recirculating, right? It is really hard to eradicate the virus simply because, you know, even though we are vaccinated, the virus has the capability to, you know, remain at low levels, you know, remaining at low levels. So eventually we have to live with COVID-19, right? With vaccination, we know that with vaccination, mortality numbers are extremely low, right? We know that severity are extremely low. This actually protects the vulnerable population once we have the vaccination numbers.
Dr. Vinod, thank you so much for joining us this morning. That was Dr. Vinod Balasubramaniam, Senior Lecturer and Co-Lead of the Infection and Immunity Research Strength at the Geoffrey Chia School of Medicine and Health Sciences, helping us understand this dilemma that we're facing of whether or not those who've been fully vaccinated should get special privileges. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.